This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right, but Mesher whisking and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay, good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in. And Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls with the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York, they open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Monitor, 28. Woo! That was a bomb. That was deep.
Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, he had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee from here at Fort Loramie. We've got boys high school basketball action on this Friday night in the Shelby County Athletic League as we feature the homestanding Fort Loramie Redskins versus the visiting Anna Rockets. Fort Loramie boys, 3-3 on the year overall, 2-1 in SCAL play. Anna with a mark of 1-1 on the season, both games in the Shelby County Athletic League. Fort Loramie last season, 7-17 under first-year head coach Mitch Westerheide, 4-8 in the SCAL 1 year ago. Anna 14-10 in its last campaign, 8-4 in league play in the 23-24 year. Fort Loramie's been in all six games so far this year, Chuck. It's a rebuilding process for Coach Westerheide in year number two. Nobody expected Fort Loramie to be in all six. They've won three of the six.
Yep.
And have exceeded expectations to date. The rebuilding program continues here for Fort Loramie basketball, and it's looking up for sure.
Well, quite honestly, watching them last year, not a lot of talent. Really growing pains, which you could tell what a good basketball coach Mitch Westerheide is. He had those kids doing the right things, and sometimes they can't do what you're trying to tell them, but they continue to make the effort, and it's paying off at the beginning of this season.
Oh, it sure is. Patience at the offensive end, outstanding D on that side of the floor. And Fort Loramie boys giving up about 38 points a game, buoyed in part by a recent win over Fairlawn in which the Redskins allowed only 11.
Yeah.
One made field goal by the Jets against the Fort Loramie D in the first half of that contest.
And then I saw that Houston only scored 11 in their game. That's pretty bad when you got two teams in your league scoring 11 points in a varsity game.
Meanwhile, Anna has only played twice. And with one game under its belt, Anna lost on Tuesday, game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. You got to cut Anna some slack. I think if the Rockets had five or six games under their belt, they would have taken Bodkins right to the very wire. They might even have won at home. Didn't. Football, 14 games. Regional championship affair played by the Anna football squad against Coldwater. Congrats to Coach Marino and the Rocket football team this year. Marion Local puts up with that every single season. We'll get a chance to talk to Coach Gutta Miller in a couple weeks when we cover the Marion Local Flyers, who really boiled down about 22 basketball games into 8 or 9 weeks. and somehow get it done and do it very well. So if Marion Local can do it and do it every year and miss the whole month of December just about when it comes to playing on the hardwood, other schools can do it too. But very clearly, Anna looked a little darn near like it was a preseason game, a little sloppy, got right. Better as the game progressed. And that's how Coach Barhorst described it when I spoke to him about 30 minutes ago. He said he would have liked to have had another game or two under our belt. Did have Houston in game one, did the Rockets. Anna won that. Postponed Jackson Center and Rushi, which would have been the first two league games.
But had a good Botkins Club come into Anna this past Tuesday, and the Trojans prevailed by 5, 49-44. Anna's got to replace about 26 or 27 points of scoring from a year ago in Trey Heitkamp, Mason Carey, and Derek Madden, three outstanding offensive-minded young men.
Yeah, I mean, that was the strength of their offense last year. And winning, I think, he's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And Myers, those two young men, they have good length. They shoot the ball well. They're only going to get better and better. They need to be able to find a core five and about at least two subs to get a good rotation.
And Brady Winning has been a stud so far in two games for the Anna Rockets. He is a 6'4" junior. He'll probably be joined in the starting lineup tonight by Evan Myers, a 6'2" senior for Anna, Jacob Ferroz, a 5'10" senior, Kyle Edelman, a 6'1" senior, and Alex Chappie, a 6'4" senior. For Mitch Westerheide's Fort Loamy Redskins, DJ Barhorst, a 6'1" junior, Max Maurer, a 6'2" senior, Eli Heitkamp, a 6-foot soft, Landon Dries, a 6'4" junior, and Carter Gasson, a 6'1" senior, will likely be the opening five. A.J. Siegel out with an ankle injury, and we understand a fine young sophomore, Ian Grillo, is suffering from an illness, and he'll be missed for a few games. So Fort Loramie not at full strength for this contest here tonight.
Right.
JV game is early on, fourth quarter. Anna is routing the Fort Loramie junior varsity squad. We'll return here at Fort Loramie with more when we come back. Anna Rockets on the road tonight at Fort Loramie in a Shelby County Athletic League game on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkin. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple built Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And hello once again, everybody. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. We're about 16-17 minutes away from the start of our varsity tilt tonight between the Fort Loramie boys and Anna. Francis Schulze in Rushi offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, key building components for sure. Anna's winning needs to lead the way. He's an outstanding player. Brady averaged 8 points a game last year, and he's up there at about 17 a game already this season. Fort Loramie will rely on Maxwell Maurer probably to lead the way in the scoring department. An outstanding team defense. Those are the key building components of today's game, opening the doors to success for Anna and Fort Loramie. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Francis Schulze in Rushi, Ohio, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. I'd like to remind you to make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, Wisebridge at 937-518-1776, 518-1776. Wisebridge's many services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, and social security planning too. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. Fort Loramie Pep Band strikes up across the way, and the basketball court right now is adorned in red and green, very appropriate for this time of the year. The Fort Loramie Redskins in the red warm-ups to our left, and the Rockets in their green warm-ups to our right. Mitch Westride, head coach of Fort Loramie, was named athletic director back in 2018. It's his second year as head coach on the basketball floor for Fort Loramie. Perhaps much less known is the fact he did coach hoops for a year on the boys' side at Milton Union, assisted a brief stint at Edison Community College, also coached as an assistant at Graham and at Fort Loramie previously, and another claim to fame, Chuck, for head basketball coach Mitch Westride at Fort Loramie is that he starred on the first ever varsity football team here at Fort Loramie High School.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's obvious he's a good athlete. The kids like him. He does a great job with them, and the program is in good hands. This is not what Fort Loramie is used to seeing. They don't want to watch, but at the same time, hopefully they have patience because it's going to turn around.
Mitch played basketball at Capital in Columbus, and he was an academic All-American chosen by the National Association of Basketball Coaches while he played at Capital. A claim to fame for Mitch while playing football here for Fort Loramie. He says he recorded 22 or 23 tackles in a single football game, and I joked with him. I said, how many of those, Mitch, were out of bounds? Meanwhile, Nate Barhorst, head coach of Anna, is in year number 14, winning percentage of about 67% from 2015 to 2020. Rockets won about 81-82% of their games, and usually Coach Barhorst teams overachieve by at least a little bit over the course of the season.
Yeah, he's a great basketball coach. Great guy. You know, the combination, again, when the kids like you, when the kids buy into what you're doing, that's when you have success.
Oh, it's getting a little rowdy, noisy for sure here at Fort Loramie. Should be a fine game. Anna 1-1 on the year. Fort Loramie 3-3, a little better than expected. Redskins have been in every single game to date and have won 3 of 6. We'll return with more pregame from here at Fort Loramie in just a few minutes. I'm Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, a mix of scores has led Fort Loramie so far this year in the five-point setback to St. Henry, 50-45. Maxwell Maurer scored 11. Landon Dries had 9. Ian Grillo, who's out for a while because of illness, scored 8 points in that game. In the 3.2 overtime setback to Botkins, Maurer chipped in with 14. DJ Barhorst pumped in 11. Grillo added 12 in that game. Dries had 13 in the win over Fort Recovery. Spencer Knopf scored 9 in that game. Maurer had 13 in the win over Fairlawn earlier this week. Maurer had 18 in the 2-point win over Houston. So Coach Westerheide getting a blend of scoring from players in addition to Maxwell Maurer. Anna returns 5 seniors from a year ago. Evan Myers, Jacob Farrows, Kyle Edelman, Alex Chappie, Keith Homan, all seniors here in 2024-25. Junior Brady Winning got a lot of minutes last year as a sophomore, leading scorer this year. Newcomers include Blake Bixler, Rylan Platfoot, and Lincoln Rice for Coach Barhorse and a Rockets. Rushi leads the Shelby County League boys standings 3-0 in SCAL play, 5-0 overall. Botkins 3-1 in the league, 5-1 on the year. Fort Loramie 2-1, 3-3 on the season. Anna a win, a loss in the league, and it's only two games so far this season. Jackson Center 3-1 on the campaign, 1-1 in the league. And Fairlawn is 2-4 on the campaign. Houston 1-4 in league action. Elsewhere tonight, Rushi plays at Houston. Botkins is at Jackson Center, and Fairlawn's got the night off. We've got starting lineups, opening tip coming up in just a couple minutes. Fort Loramie hosts Anna tonight. Boys high school basketball action in the Shelby County Athletic League right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allenbaugh agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allenbaugh Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allenbaugh agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenbaugh can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
The Shelby County Athletic League in year 100.
Yep.
The announcement just made here at Fort Loramie High School. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. A proud sponsor here on Scores Broadcast is Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes who are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. JV game won tonight by Anna. Varsity Tilt just minutes away. Starting lineups being introduced. Anna Rockets opening five was just announced before a crowd that is a good one tonight. People still filing in. Evan Myers for Anna, a 6'2 senior. Jacob Ferroz for the Rockets, a 5'10 senior. Kyle Edelman for Anna, a 6'1 inch senior. Brady Winning, a 6'4 junior, is in the opening five, along with Alex Chappie, a 6'4 inch senior. Head coach of the Anna boys in his 14th year, Dave Barhorst. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, the opening quintet is DJ Barhorst, a 6'1 junior, Max Maurer, a 6'2 senior, Eli Heitkamp, a 6' sophomore, Landon Dries, a 6'4 inch junior, and Carter Gasson, a 6'1 senior. Head coach Mitch Westerheide in year number two. Last year, Anna, an easy winner over Fort Loramie twice. It is game three for Anna, game seven for Fort Loramie. That kind of disparity in experience here in the new season made a difference, we thought, Chuck, on Tuesday night.
Well, it did, and I had a little conversation with Coach Barhorst early, too, and he said the same thing I said last night. They got their football legs, they got their football conditioning, and now they're working on their basketball, and they're getting there, and they're going to be a pretty good basketball team before the season's over.
Yep, and Fort Loramie has shown significant signs of improvement already this year over last season.
Yep. They're banged up. That just hurts them a little bit.
Yep. Missing Ian Grillo, 6'1 sophomore, good player, out with an illness. A.J. Siegel missing because of an ankle. Opening tip to start the game, won by Anna, moving from left to right on your phone or computer as you use your imagination. 25 feet away, it is Winning. Cross-court pass near side to Evan Myers. Myers flips it on top to Winning. Left corner, Myers goes baseline. Pulls up from 5 feet, left and short, no good. Rebound tipped in the air, out of bounds, off White. Anna will throw in. We play 26 seconds, no score. Anna pitching in below the basket to the left of the board. It is Feroz lobbing it out between the top of the circle and the Fort Loramie logo to Myers. Now Edelman, 25 feet out. High right to Chappie. Chappie picked up on the play by Landon Dries. Into the post, it goes to Winning. Awkward turnaround, hit the rim, sprayed in the air, into the corner, and Fort Loramie snatched the rebound. Down the floor, DJ Barhorst. Barhorst over the timeline. Gives it to Eli Heitkamp. Left side of the floor, it goes to number 21, Max Maurer. Near side pass to DJ Barhorst. Behind the screen, lets it go from 20. It rattles in and out, no good. Long rebound, though, to Fort Loramie. Shot fake McGasson takes it to the rim. It is deflected high off the backboard. Anna retrieves. Here come the Rockets. A minute 20 gone, no score. Edelman pulls up, foul line extended right. Good dish down inside to Winning. Out of nowhere comes Maurer along with Barhorst to deflect the shot. That play right there is symbolic of Fort Loramie's good defense in this young season. Ball thrown into the post to Gasson. He swivels with the left hand, banked it, missed it, rebound down to Anna. Myers comes bouncing up the floor into the left corner. Defensive foul on Fort Loramie.
Good hesitation dribble that time, and he started to go around him and probably a good foul because it was getting ready to be a layup.
Yep. 6:18 to go in the first. Anna inbounds. Feroz lobs it out to the top of the circle to Edelman. High left to Feroz. He's guarded by Barhorst. Good overplay by Fort Loramie. Near steal. Out close to the timeline. Loose ball into backcourt. Snarfed up on the play by Chappie of Anna, which retains it. Deep left corner, Edelman. No score in this game. We played over 2 minutes. Defenses have shined to this point. Chappie on a weave with Myers. Shot fake. Penetrates. Pulls up from 10. Clangs it off the rim. Rebound Edelman. Shot fake. Baseline throw is in the air. It is an air ball. Loose ball rebound. Right corner. Nobody can get it. It's Fort Loramie's possession.
Wow.
We are seeing rock solid defense at both ends. And you can tell what Fort Loramie has hung its hat on so far this season.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're missing easy shots. Every shot on both ends of the floor so far has been contested.
Yep, challenged for sure. 5:28 to go, first quarter, nothing. Maurer at the center line. Gives it up to Eli Heitkamp, top of the circle, Dries. Puts it on the deck, sprints past the man of defender to the rack for two. Nicely done by Dries of Fort Loramie. First goal of this game, 2-0 Redskins, who put on some three-quarter court pressure. Anna gets it up to Edelman to Feroz. Deep left corner, Winning. Long, high-arching sky ball. Too hard, no good. Unmolested rebound low in the right, garnered by Chappie, and he drops it through. We're tied up at two. Dries, a field goal for Fort Loramie. Chappie, one for Anna. 4:45 to go, first quarter. Maxwell Maurer down the left side for the Redskins. Coming out to catch is Gasson. Back to Maurer, being hounded by Evan Myers. That's a good duel right there. Here's Max, faking right, going left. Cut off 15 feet away. Gives it up to Dries. Dries curls around the top of the circle. Hands it to Heitkamp. Deep right corner, a teammate tries to drive. Here's a shot put up. It is no good by Heitkamp. He was in among the taller players. Couldn't get it to go. And a yank down the rebound. Here's Edelman up to Feroz. Sets and shoots a bomb. A three-pointer. Rim no good. Rebound Chappie. Yes. On the inside. Chappie with a couple fielders for the Rockets.
Hey, he's using his strength inside. Like he's a strong kid.
4-2. Anna. We played a little over half the first quarter. Maxwell Maurer to the timeline for Fort Loramie. Up the left side, picked up by Myers. Coming out to catch straight away is Gasson. Gasson hands to Heitkamp. Heitkamp pulls up at the foul line, missed it short, no good. Rebound tossed up there by Barhorst. It's not good. Anna collects the rebound. Here is Myers into the forecourt, right corner. Oh, he palmed it. High dribble. The official spotted it.
We don't see that called very often.
Nope. Turnover, Fort Loramie ball. 3:28 left in the first. 4-2 Anna. Yeah, the Redskins have had a hard time scoring this year, like last, but registering points a little more often, though, than a year ago. Defense has been the calling card. Fort Loramie giving up 37, 38 points a game on the campaign. Anna gave up 21 or 23 against Houston in the Rockets opener. Setting and shooting a long two from the right wing is Landon Dries, and he swished it. Landon Dries, a couple buckets for Fort Loramie. Chappie and Dries with the four field goals in this game. We're tied at four, 2:58 left here in the first. Got a push-off foul, side court, right in front of head coach Mitch Westerheide, committed by the Redskins.
That's got to be frustrating because they had him in a trap, and then he stuck a hand and just pushed him a little bit.
Yep. The defense had made the play. The foul bails out Anna.
They had him exactly where they wanted him.
For Rose on the arc, right wing, A.J. Barhorst, 6'3 junior for Anna. Gives it up deep right corner to Chappie. Starts your drive, lobs it out back to Myers. 2:34 to go in a quickly played first quarter. We're tied up at four. Chappie baseline right, back to the goal. Gives it to Myers in the right corner. He wants to go below the backboard. Not enough real estate. He's out of bounds.
Good defense again. I'm telling you what, both ends of the floor, the defense is outstanding.
Boy, it's a capital D enlarged by three times. The defense has been superb. 4-4 tied, 2:20 left first quarter. Down the left side, Maurer for Fort Loramie. He slings it on top on the play to Spencer Knopf, who's in, 6'5 senior. Baseline right to the jump shooter is Landon Dries. He's got it again.
6'4 junior, he can shoot the basketball. That's a good form.
6 points. He's got three buckets from the floor. Fort Loramie up with two. 6'4, a minute 56 to go in the first. Here's Chappie, cross court to Myers. Shot fake, baseline around one man, around another. Banked it too hard. Rebound down to Maurer for Fort Loramie. He sprints up ahead. Gives it up on the play to Dries. Coming out to catch is Knopf. Straight away Maurer. Shot fake, foul line, down the paint, running to the rim. The ball glanced off the side of the glass into the hands of Anna.
Yeah, that was a force. Maxwell's got to shoot the ball out of the offense.
1:26 to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie 6, Anna 4. Rockets have the ball. Holman in the game now. Keith Holman, 6-foot senior. Top of the circle, Myers. Right corner for Rose. Trying to post up on the inside is A.J. Barhorst, 6'3 junior for Anna. They can't get the ball to him. Here's a drive to the foul line by Holman. Nearly walked. Gave it up to Chappie. Baseline left. He's hounded. Gives it up to Farrows, head of the key. He darts down the lane. Left-handed driving layup is in there. Farrows for Anna. Ties it at six. 48 seconds left here in the first. Fort Loramie in backcourt against pressure from Anna. Clock winding down, under 40 to go. This, Chuck, is about the fastest first quarter in boys high school basketball I've ever been a part of.
It's been pretty quick. No, just no fouls.
Right. Here's Knopf into the lane to Dries. Turn around, fade away, 12-footer in again. Landon Dries dazzling here in the first period for Fort Loramie, which is on top 8-6. 16 seconds to go in the first. Here's Farrows, high left, open, 24-footer. Rim, backboard, no good. Rebound, Chappie missed it. And we got a momentary tie-up on the rebound. Foul ruled against Anna. 7:07 to go in the first.
I'm not sure Chappie knew that there was still that much time on the clock. All he had to do was pull that down, go back up, shoot the layup, but he made it a tough shot.
Yeah, and he hurried it just a little bit. Chappie and Dries have shined in this game for the two teams. Backcourt pressure. Fort Loramie brings it up. 5 seconds to go. Here's Eli Heitkamp, top of the circle, gets a screen, hands it off on the play to the three-point shooter, who banks it wide left. It was Aiden Burning, the 6'1 soft, in off the bench. Missed the shot at the buzzer. Don't think it would have counted had it gone. And the first quarter is history. Fort Loramie 8, Anna 6 on scorersbroadcast.com.
your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
I'd like to remind you that we are your new community go-to store. We're Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local, truly. We have found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we now have Winner's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses at Fort Loramie's Schaefer Market. We open up play here in the second quarter, and Spencer Knopf on the inside for the Redskins gets a stick back to go, and Fort Loramie extends its 8-6 quarter lead to 10-6.
He's a big kid.
Anna attacks to our right. Shot fake by Myers, goes to the foul line, dumps it off left corner to a teammate. It is a drive, a pull-up, and a make by Ryland Platfoot. 5'11 soft in off the bench. He excelled on the floor for the JVs in the game we saw on Tuesday against Botkins. Platfoot nets a baseline 15-footer. Here's an off-balance shot after a curl move by DJ Barhorst to Fort Loramie, and he sinks it. Offensive scoring pace picks up early on second period. Fort Loramie 12, Anna 8. Here's a long 23-footer by Anna. It is well off to the right. Missed on the play by the Rockets. As Wenning couldn't get it to go, Fort Loramie hustles down the floor into the corner. And what do we have? A turnover, a foul.
Travel.
It's a travel violation against the Redskins.
Oh, wait. They did call a foul.
Ball will be played in by Fort Loramie at the end of the hoop. Or I should say at the end of the floor, underneath the Fort Loramie basket. 12-8 Fort Loramie, 6:32 left in the second. And as we were saying a few minutes ago, Schaefer Market, your new community go-to store in Fort Loramie. You can sample our hot daily lunches at the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer's Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie. Locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. 12-8 Fort Loramie early on in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
As we return to play, DJ Barhorst for Fort Loramie chucks up a long three. It hits the back frame. Long rebound to Anna. Rockets down 4, 12-8. They go inside on the play to Ferroz. He peels off a screen, catches, and lays it in. The little man on the inside for Anna gets two.
Well, he did a good job of gathering himself, using that size. He's got strong legs. Nice shot.
12-10 Fort Loramie, 5:50 left here in the second quarter. Maxwell Maurer yet to score for the Redskins, Brady winning, yet to put in a field goal for Anna.
Yep.
Top of the circle, Fort Loramie possesses the ball. It is Heitkamp, and he leans his shoulder in, gets a pushback from an Anna player, foul rockets. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie, right of the basket. Winning Chappie, Edelman, Blackfoot for the five on the floor for Anna. I'll pick up the fifth momentarily, for Rose is there too. Redskins inbound on the arc. Maurer fakes the 30-footer. Hands it off on the play to Landon Dries. Dries has been hot. Here he goes, baseline right. A runner caromed around the rim. Spun away to Anna. Rockets can tie or take the lead with a three. In the lane, winning on the arc to Chappie. Chappie looks for a cutter. Finds one in the lane. It's Edelman. Shot blocked, but a foul. Dries got him with the body. Two free throws coming here for Anna. A chance to nut the score for the Anna Rockets, who are down 12-10, 5:14 left in the second. And he's serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area, customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Two free throws by Anna tie the game at 12. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie owns the basketball. Dries below the foul line. Almost in there too long. Gets out of the lane as he delivers the ball on the arc to Maurer. In the right corner goes to a teammate, Eli Heitkamp. He drives, pulls up, well guarded. Shot is stuffed. Anna comes away with it. Good block by the Rockets on the interior. Faroz setting and shooting a long 26-footer out back. It's off the flange. Loose ball rebound in the corner. It goes to Anna. 12-12 deadlock, 4:33 left here in the second. Fort Loramie's at a four-point cushion at 12-8. Anna scored the last four. What was our first quarter score, Chuck?
8-6, Fort Loramie.
Rockets inbound, far corner of the court. It goes to Edelman. Edelman dropped it, and the official alertly says that was a muff, not a dribble. And then the Anna player does dribble, and it's okay. Outside the arc on the left, it is winning out of Faroz. Motion offense Rockets. Ball thrown into the post to winning. A push from behind by Fort Loramie's Dries. 12-12 tie. 4:14 to go here in the second quarter. Hey, don't forget, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you'll smile at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist Deb Dubo. Additional stylists Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Anna inbounding below the rim, and the ball trickles into backcourt. Rockets do run it down and have possession at side court as Fort Loramie jabs it into the Redskins bench. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible, Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. 40 years styling at Cutaway. It's our experience, and your style will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, Cutaway Styling Salon. Thank you so much for being a proud sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Anna's got the ball. Game tied at 12. Chappie head of the key. Gives it up to Myers. Myers races past the defender down the left side of the lane. Lays it up on the rim. It skids off. Rebound is touched. Out of bounds last off of Anna. Fort Loramie will bring it down. Still a 12-12 deadlock. Fort Loramie in backcourt. Sends it up the right side to Gasson. Gasson gives it up to DJ Barhorst. Barhorst at the timeline. Jing checked on the play by Platfoot of Anna. Ball thrown down the right side into the corner to Knopf. On a weave out back to Maurer. Oh, he can't get off the shot. Excellent Deba Myers of Anna. Here's Maurer spinning, twisting, foul line, fade away, hit the backboard, rim, ricocheted into the hands of a Rocket.
They're doing a great job of making Maurer go left. They're not going to let him put the ball in his right hand.
Intercepted pass by DJ Barhorst as Anna brought it down the floor, and then Anna reached in from behind to foul to spoil the Barhorst layup. Not in the act of shooting. But the foul total on Anna is at 3. It's at 2 for Fort Loramie in the period. Neither team shooting free throws at the moment, unless it's a two-shot foul. Here's Knopf out high. Good pass in the paint to the cutter. Missed on the play. But DJ borrows to Fort Loramie, and Anna snares the rebound. Here's Platfoot, top of the circle to Winning. Right side to Ferroz. Coming out to catch is Edelman. Winning in the left corner. 12-12 tie. 2:45 to go, second period. Here's Knopf defending tightly, and he's called for a shove. 2 minutes and 45 seconds to go here in the second period. And a 12, Fort Loramie 12. Throwing in far side of the court for Anna is Ryland Platfoot. 5'11 soft, now to Ferroz. Those two team at guard. Ferroz stops the dribble, goes right wing to Shappy. On top, it's fed to Anna's A.J. Barhorst, who doesn't shoot. It goes to Edelman. Oh, a nice cut underneath the rim, caught by Platfoot and laid in. Platfoot lost his man, peeled off a screen, 14-12, Anna by two. 2:19 left here in the first half. Yep, Fort Loramie's not scored in 4 minutes. Redskins attack, and we've got a foul in the lane. Defending too aggressively is Anna. Team foul 4 on the Rockets in this period. One more foul, and Fort Loramie will shoot. Inbounding, left of the basket, Maurer for Fort Loramie. Lobs that back to Knopf. Hand off to Maurer. Nearly traveled. Set himself for the long three. It clanged off the rim. Rebound to Anna. And the rebounder, Shappy, was a little snug to the boundary, the baseline. The official spotted it and said, "Your heel touched." Out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
Coach Barhorst was saying, "Well, you got a shove at one end. You just missed a shove at this end."
Right. Top of the circle, Knopf for Fort Loramie. Adam Maurer gets a screen, had an opening, didn't let it fly. Boy, the defense on Winning and Maurer in this game has been really good. Baseline left, it's Maurer. He hurries up a 15-footer. It's no good. Off the iron, it comes down to Anna. Here come the Rockets, forecourt left, it's Shappy. Anna by two, 14-12. A.J. Barhorst left corner of the floor, on top to Platfoot. Now Shappy 25 feet away, and they look on the interior for a cutter. It goes opposite to Platfoot in the corner, who lobs it out back to Shappy. We're down to 1:20 left of the half. Platfoot left corner, shot fake, drives, overshoots it, but he suffers a body block foul for Loramie in the act of shooting. Fort Loramie 14-12, Anna in the lead, but 2, a minute 19 to go here in the second period. And Fort Loramie, Chuck, got a couple hoops in the first little under 2 minutes of this quarter and have been thwarted, blanked, for darn near 5 minutes ever since.
Yep.
Stuck at 12. Free throw by Platfoot of Anna is good. 15-12, Anna in the lead. 7 straight for the Rockets. Make it 8 in a row. And a 16-12 advantage for Anna, which once trailed 12-8. Now the team in green is up 16-12. Here is Fort Loramie in backcourt. It is Knopf handing off to Maurer, picked up by Edelman. Maurer on the giddy up. Now Feroz has got him at the timeline, and Fort Loramie wants a full timeout. 70 seconds to go, second quarter, and a 16 Fort Loramie 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to cleanup, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
A&M Palette in Rushi, located on Rangeline Road. Proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Rangeline, four decades ago, served just one customer. Today, 200. A unique product as A&M Palette recycles pallets for the business community. Today, 200 businesses on board, being helped by A&M Palette in Rushi. And if you're looking for work, A&M Palette has entry-level positions available on its first shift, Monday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Palette in Rushi. A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi, Ohio. And with a long three-point miss, Fort Loramie's got the rebound. Final 20 seconds of the first half. Fort Loramie's not scored in 6 minutes of play. 16-12, and on top before. Very late here in the second quarter. We had a moving screen. It was not stationary. Set, I think, Benoff of the Redskins. And it gets it back with 7.4 to play in quarter number two. The Rockets will have to go the length of the court, leading 16-12. And head coach Nate Barhorst gets his shooters out there. Blackfoot is back in. Here comes Feroz up the near side to Edelman. Lobs it cross court to Blackfoot. Veers off to the baseline. Lets it go on the run and scores. He hits it at the buzzer. Oh, a nice second period for Anna, offered by Ryland Blackfoot, the 5'11 sophomore, as he nets a goal just before the buzzer sounds. Anna with 10 straight points to conclude the second period of play. Anna up a 6 at halftime, 18-12 over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Hello once again from here at Fort Laramie. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. 18-12, Anna in the lead over Fort Laramie by 6 in boys Shelby County Athletic League action here tonight. So many thanks to these Fort Laramie sponsors, these three with us each and every Fort Laramie broadcast on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Vulture's Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie. Chuck?
Well, both teams valued the basketball in the first half. The Rockets turned it four times. Fort Laramie only turned it once. 16-10 rebounding advantage for the Rockets. 5-3 on the offensive boards. The Redskins did not go to the free throw line in the first half. The Rockets were 3-4. They were led by Rylan Platfoot off the bench. He scored 8. They got 4 from Ferroz, 4 from Shappy, and a single free throw from Edelman. They scored 6 and 12, 18 for the first half. No points out of Myers, no points out of Winning. So, you know, they got to be happy that they've got the lead. On the other side, Dries had an 8-point first quarter and then picked up 2 fouls and did a lot of sitting. They got 2 out of DJ Barhorst, 2 out of Knopf. And again, Max Maurer, leading scorer, did not score in the first half.
And this segment of our presentation brought to you by these sponsors, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie. Halftime at the Redskins Gym, 18-12, Anna over Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, the second half of this game just around the corner. Anna boys 18, Fort Loramie 12. Tomorrow we're on the air at 12:40. Versailles girls take on Fort Loramie here in the same gym. That's tomorrow. 12:40, tip about 1:20. And then on Monday night we're at Rushi. The Rushi Raiders girls meet Kettering Alter. And that's an early start. Tip off around 6, maybe sooner. A pregame about 5:20 or so on Monday night, December 23rd. Rushi versus Alter girls. We start the third quarter and a possession. Rockets up 6, 18-12. For Rose, uncorks a long three wide right. Didn't catch the rim. Out of bounds in the corner. Fort Loramie ball. Redskins did not score the last 6.5 minutes of the second period. They were up at that point 12-8.
I'm not sure. It's been a while since I've seen a half where neither team made a three.
And the Rockets have tallied 10 in a row to lead 18-12 after being down 12-8. A minute and a half into that second quarter of play. Here's Maxwell Maurer with the ball from Fort Loramie. Back to the basket. Good defense. He nearly traveled. Faded away. Awkward shot attempt. No good. Rebound Anna down to Edelman. There's an attempt at a three ball. It skims off the rim. Rebound Fort Loramie. On the giddy up. Down the floor. It is DJ Barhorst. on the arc to Dries. Dries with a splendid first quarter. Herky-jerky move in the lane. Oh, he knocks one down off the glass. Oh, that was smooth.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. The kid's got, at least tonight, he's got his scoring shoes on.
Pure looking shot right there for Landon Dries. It was smooth. 18-14. Anna before. First field goal by Fort Loramie in darn near 8 minutes. Redskins fortunate to be down by only four.
But getting ready to say, and only down 4 points.
Uh-huh. For Rose, for Anna. Out back to Chappie. Chappie sizes up a 27-footer wide left and out of bounds.
Wow. Wow.
Now, you can tell, Chuck, that Anna is in game three. Missing an early season start in November because of the outstanding football run all the way to the regional championships against Coldwater. 4 additional weeks to the football season, and that meant a late start to hoops. Oh, here's a steal. Chappie swiped it, took it down the floor, had it blocked on the play by Maurer at the rim. Stick back is good, though. The Myers.
Yeah, way to run the floor, Evan.
Anniba 6, 20-14. 2 minutes played, third quarter. Deep right corner with the ball from Fort Loramie. It's DJ Barhorst. Baseline right to Landon Dries. 10-footer hangs on the rim, comes off. Anna yanks down the rebound. Quickly up to Myers in the right corner. Pass into the lane to Winning. Back to the basket. Turns, fades. Missed it off the back iron. Good rebounding effort in there by two players. Chappie and Gass and vie for it. A jump should have been the right call. That's what was made. Arrow says Redskins get it. With 5:37 to go in the third, Anna leads by 6, 20-14. That sounds like the first Anna Fort Loramie football game next season, Chuck.
Yeah, well, we just had Maurer one end going up with Chappie. Maurer, an ex-quarterback, going up and blocking the quarterback's jump shot.
Yep, there you go. One QB guarding another QB. Baseline left, it is Fort Loramie. Good drive on the play to the rim by Eli Heitkamp. In traffic, he puts it up and in off the window. Strong maneuver. 2016, Anna before. Rockets have the ball left flank. It's Ryland Platfoot. And we've got a push-off in the lane. Trying to create position that wasn't there for Anna is Winning.
Yeah, Brady is really struggling right now. He hadn't scored, and he's looking to get a shot, and he's frustrated.
Now Fort Loramie has done the job on Winning, just like Anna's done the job on Maurer. Under five to play here in the third quarter. Anna on top before. Maurer down the left side. Gives it up in the corner to Heitkamp. Player open, baseline right. It is Dries, curled off a screen at its trip. Maurer picks it up, though. Redskin possession, Myers on Maurer. Ball goes straight on to Gasson, back to Maurer. Gets a screen from Gasson, and then Maurer dribbles into trouble. Steal on the play by Chappie. Yes. Chappie gave it up, got it back, and scored. Evan Myers, one heck of a dish. Good two-man game down the floor.
Well, Chappie knew that Maurer was there. He didn't want to go up against him again, so... Good job of giving it up and getting it back.
Anna's biggest bulge at 6, 22-16. Deep right corner, open player for Fort Loramie. Doesn't shoot, it's Gasson. Out high to DJ Barhorst. Fort Loramie needs a little run here. And Maxwell Maurer wants to explode. Here's a long three by Max. Rim, backboard, rim, no good. Stick back is good. Gasson, right place, right time. He cleaned it up. 22-18, Anna by four, 3:40 left in the third. Anna outside the arc on the right, ball held there by Edelman, now to Platfoot. Platfoot dribbling, gives it up to Myers. Myers throws to a cutter underneath, and peeling off a screen is Platfoot, who catches and lays it in. Well-designed half-court teamwork by Anna.
Yeah, boy, what a great big back screen and cut to the basket that was.
And Mitch Westerheide wants to get that stopped. He calls a timeout. Anna leads by 6, 3:14 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, don't forget O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. He is in big demand. It's a proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. O'Reilly in the village of Rushi, home to a company that serves Ohio, parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. We'll grind your first 10 tools free. We offer tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. O'Reilly always accepting applications at 560 East Main in Rushi for machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna defense rises up again, blocks a Fort Loramie shot in the lane, and there together, easy for me to say, there goes Evan Myers hastily down the floor, hustling in from the left wing, all the way to the rack, reverse layup is a dandy. Beautifully done by Myers. And now Anna's built its biggest cushion, 8 points, 26-18. Knopf on the arc, goes baseline right to teammate Eli Heitkamp. He's got an angle toward the basket, missed the shot, but he did attract a two-shot foul. Yep, Fort Loramie had 12 points in this game with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Since then, only 6 total points in about 11 minutes of game action. The free throw around and out by Eli Heitkamp. Anna with an 8-point lead, 26-18. Second shot upcoming. Scoring update, Chuck, on Maurer of Fort Loramie winning Havana.
Neither one has scored.
I didn't think so. Zip, zip for both. That gives you an idea as to how superb the defenses have been in this game. Oh, a nice pass on the play by Blackfoot. He tossed a beauty down the lane to Ferroz. He was slicing to the rim, caught it on the gallop toward the basket, and scored two. Anna getting some hoops on the inside. Starting to work over the Fort Loramie defense a little bit right now, and Anna's ahead by 10, 28-18. A minute 50 to go in the third. Straight away it's Dries. Dries for Fort Loramie. Gives it up on the play to Gaston, to Knopf. Gaston's got the ball behind the arc. Good switch by Anna. Now it goes to Maxwell Maurer. He gives it up on the play to Heitkamp. Straight away Knopf. Knopf has an opening. Pulls up at the foul line and buries it. Spencer Knopf drills a 16-footer.
Nice move right there.
28-20. Anna up 8. A minute 19 to go, third quarter. Ball fed up the floor by Anna to Myers. Myers loops it down inside to an offensive player who catches and lays it in.
Firehorse.
There's Anna going to work again. Another easy two-pointer. Rockets getting a batch of points in the paint here in this period. That one by A.J. Barhorst to stretch the lead out to 30-20.
Fort Loramie has gone to a full-court press, and when it gets beat, they're giving up layups at the other end.
Yep, the scattered floor down to the left after Anna does manage to get it across against pressure has enabled Anna to find the open player. Here is Barhorst in backcourt for Fort Loramie. brings it up on the plate to Knopf. Oh, it's raked away from him. It's stolen by Chappie. There he goes. Right to left, down the floor, up and in by Chappie.
He tried to get his steps right for a dunk, but he made a smart move, just laid it in.
Anna up 12, 32-20. Third quarter belongs to the Rockets. Here's Gasson opening down the lane. He's hacked on the wrist, and he'll get two with 33.6 remaining in the third period. And Anna ahead by a dozen, 32-20. Couple of shots here for Gasson of the Redskins. Are you dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? Well, with F&M's Ohio Homebuyer Plus Savings Account, that dream is much closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate, designed to help hard-working Ohioans. The F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever before. Visit your local F&M Bank location in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply. Two free throws, but Gasson offset at the other end by Chappie's hard-driving layup. Yes, I said it, layup. Anna getting another pretty easy two-pointer on the interior to lead by 12 again, 34-22. 8 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Gasson barreling down the right side of the lane. A lot of contact. Ferreau stood his ground. Ball jerked out of the Fort Laramie player's hands. No foul called. Out of bounds to the Redskins right of the rim.
I think Perot thought he took a heck of a charge right there. He certainly did get knocked to the floor.
Bauer to inbound. 6.6 remaining. Third period of play. Ball lobbed to Knopf, top of the circle, weaves to Maurer, back to Knopf, wide open layup at the buzzer, good! 34-24. The double team, maybe even the triple team, came at Maurer. Play was designed for him to shoot the long three ball before the end of the third quarter. He wisely gave it up to the cutting teammate. Bucket Fort Loramie, 34-24, Anna by 10, entering the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Vinster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Vinster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
As we return to action here at Fort Loramie, we let you know that according to our public address announcer, Mr. Hollenbacher at Fort Loramie, the Indiana Hoosiers have jumped out of Notre Dame 14-0 in the first quarter at South Bend. Here it's 34-24. Anna ahead by 10 over Fort Loramie. We start action in the fourth period. Flat foot between the rings for Anna. On the bounce, still dribbling. Gives it up on the play to A.J. Barhorst. Deep right corner, it's fed. Then it's dealt to the cutter, Chappie in the lane. Ball pried loose, stolen by Fort Loramie. Maurer races down the floor. Gives it up in the right flank to a teammate, Dries. And he barges in and scores. Kissed one in off the window. Nicely done by Dries of Fort Loramie. Anna tries to retaliate in a hurry. Myers off balance. Can't get it to go. He was motoring toward the rim in a hurry. Shot wouldn't drop. Fort Loramie's got it. 8-point game. Anna leads. The advantage has been as much as 12. Here's a long three by Gasson, high right, to cut it to five. No good off the iron. The ball splashed into the hands of Shappy of Anna. Down the floor to Myers. Myers outside the arc. Weaves it to Edelman. Near side. It's fed on the play to Platfoot. 25 feet away to A.J. Barhorst. Here's Edelman. 6:30 left to go in the game. Anna ahead by 8. It's been as much as 12. Ball smacked out of bounds on the play by Heitkamp of Fort Loramie. Timeout called. Rockets, 6.5 to play in the fourth. Anna with an 8-point lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Anna head coach Nate Barhorst gets a timeout. Anna's 12-point lead trimmed down to 8. Fort Loramie had a possession to cut it to 5. A long three-pointer for the Redskins missed. Anna now on the attack after the timeout. Edelman with the ball in the left corner to Myers. 6:20 to play in this game. Anna 34, Fort Loramie 26. High post, it's Wenning. Wenning gives it up to Platfoot. Platfoot to Wenning, back to Platfoot straight away. Elbow in the right, almost shot it. Here's a deflection. Ball batted by DJ Barhorst in the backcourt. He runs it down, hands it off to teammate Heitkamp. Slashing to the rim, foul. It's a two-shotter for Heitkamp. And here comes Fort Loramie. Give the Redskins credit. Down 8, they're battling back. Redskins have stymied Anna on 4 straight possessions now, Chuck.
Yeah, they went to a half-court trap that time, and it kind of messed the Rockets up coming out of a timeout.
Eli Heitkamp connects on the free throw, 34-27. Anna with 7, 6:04 left to go in the fourth. Another scoring update, Chuck. Maurer for Fort Loramie, Wenning for Anna. Still zip-zip?
Yeah.
0-0. Maurer yet to score, Wenning yet to score. The defenses have been outstanding. Second free throw short. Rebound down to Anna. Ball thrown, baseline left to Wenning, on top to Shappy, right wing Edelman. Edelman on the left-hand dribble to Farrows in the corner. Into the post to Wenning. Wenning squares up. 9-footer blocked on the play. Good defense on the inside by Fort Loramie, which takes it away. Wenning still hasn't scored. Here's Maurer. Foul line J for Fort Loramie. Nope, he still hasn't scored. 5:30 to go in the fourth. Anna's got the ball up 7. Redskins have had opportunities to trim it down to 3 or 5. Can't get it done. Deep left corner, Myers for Anna. Into the post to Shappy. Squares up. He's pinched. Gets out of trouble. Throws it to Farrows. On the arc to Edelman. Deep right corner is Farrows. Baseline right, Shappy. Open from 15. Doesn't shoot. Goes cross court on the play to Myers. And a working clock. Straightaway 3 by Edelman. Yes, sir. He's got it. He was not guarded. Long 3 ball.
First 3 made tonight by either team.
That's what I thought. Isn't that amazing, Chuck? And that's a huge one by Edelman.
Yep.
It expands Anna's lead from 7 to 10, 37-27, 4:40 to go in the game. Getting a screen left flank for Fort Loramie is DJ Barhorst. He line drives it strong. Loose ball rebound out of bounds to Anna. They'll mark it down. Edelman 3 for Anna. Stopped a scoring drought of 2.5 minutes for the Rockets. It pumped the lead back out to 10, 37-27. And after the Fort Loramie missed shot, Anna's got it back. Half court to her left, it's for Rose. He dives into the lane, leaves it left corner for a teammate, Wenning, who overshoots it long, didn't catch the iron. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie out ahead to DJ Barhorst.
Wow.
Oh, what a move. He swivels across the lane.
Wow.
And he angles it in off the backboard. Athletic, acrobatic, outstanding maneuver, DJ Barhorst. Timeout, Fort Loramie. Anna up 8, 4 minutes to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Yep, here we go. Final half of the fourth quarter. Anna in possession on top of 8, 37-29. Redskins with a hounding defense. Man-to-man. Anna possesses the ball. Deep right corner, it's Myers. Into the paint, back to the basket, A.J. Barhorst, right back on the arc to Myers. 3:35 to go in the fourth. Anna 37, Fort Loramie 29. Good boys basketball game here tonight from Fort Loramie. Uh-oh, Adelman's available. Cross-court pass to him is right on the spot. Adelman catches and shoots almost in one motion, and he sinks his second straight three. I said Adelman, I got it right, 24.
Adelman, yep.
Two in a row. Maxwell Maurer, air ball behind the foul line. Rebound, Anna. Gaston right back to Maurer. He skips down the lane, left-handed in off the window. Maxwell Maurer.
Good job of switching hands that time. He wasn't going to get the shot off right-handed.
That was pretty. Adelman has really boosted Anna here in the last couple minutes with a pair of threes. Myers tries one left corner for Anna. He fell down after the shot, didn't get the call, missed it. Rebound for Rose on the inside. Herky-jerky shot and fake up and in. Wow, what a play by Rose. Looked like he was going to lay it up once, brought it back. And the taller players for Fort Loramie flew by. Rose is only about 5'10", but he's strong.
He is strong.
And he was fouled on the play, and it's an 11-point game. Anna 42, Fort Loramie 31. Free throw by Rose is good. Fine shot fake, and then he scored the two-pointer. Converted the three-point chance. Anna's biggest lead is matched, 12, 43-31. 2:42 to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie to midcourt. It is Eli Eichamp, back of the circle to Maurer. On a weave, DJ Barhorst. Gives it up on the play to Eli Eichamp. Now Maurer working one-on-one. Elbow jumper, right wing, makes it, and a foul called. Good look and attempt by Maurer. Little unorthodox, but he loves that one-on-one chance.
He gets in the lane and he just elevates. He's a heck of an offensive player.
Got a 14-footer. It was dead-eye, swished. He was bumped as he let it fly. Three-point play opportunity for Maxwell Maurer, and he cans it. And it's 43-34, Anna ahead by 9, 2:24 to go, fourth quarter. Wenning still yet to score for Anna. Maxwell Maurer now with three for Fort Loramie, or I should say five. He's had five here in the last minute and a half. Push-off foul midcourt called against Fort Loramie. Anna will throw in. 2:15 to go in the fourth.
Not sure I saw that one.
Anna rockets in the road green. Fort Loramie, the home white with plenty of red trim. Perfect colors for the Christmas holiday season. The ball pitched around the top of the circle to Adelman. Left wing for Anna. Sizes up another three and makes another three.
Pretty impressive.
Adelman on fire for the Rockets, who lead it by 12 again, 46-34. Adelman has separated Anna from Fort Loramie here in the fourth, over guarding foul against Anna. The spread in this game is 12, under 2 to play here in the fourth. Scouting report from Coach Barhorst and Kyle Adelman was great driving ability, strong athlete. He'll be counted on to score and apply pressure on the opposing team's primary ball handlers. Nothing in that description about three-point shooting. It has been superior here tonight for Adelman of Anna. He's drained three triples. A Fort Loramie miss, then a foul on Fort Loramie out near the timeline with a minute 38 to go in this game. And Anna up by 12, 46-34. Adelman with three three-pointers. Is that his grand total on the night, Chuck?
He had a free throw, so he's got 10.
Uh-huh. We have Farrows on the floor with Myers. A.J. Barhorst out there as well for Anna, along with Adelman and Chappie. Here's the ball inbounded to Adelman, deep left corner. Out back to Barhorst. Running at him is Trees of Fort Loramie. Ball skip cross court to Adelman. High right to Farrows. A minute 26 to go. 12-point game. Anna in front. Little stutter step, a walk out between the circles by Barhorst of Anna. It was missed by the official, and Nate Barhorst quickly gets a timeout. A minute 16 to go, Anna up 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Well, Chuck, I am looking at ESPN.com, and I see a score of 10-7. That's where the two teams are seated, Indiana-Notre Dame.
Right.
Indiana 10, Notre Dame 7. And last we heard, 14-0 Indiana late in the first from South Bend. Here, 46-34, Anna by 12 over Fort Loramie. A minute 12 left to go in the fourth quarter. Chappie sandwiched by two players. Foul committed by the Redskins. Ty Kemper, 6'3 senior, who's in. Team foul in Fort Loramie, 5. And Anna will shoot 2 free throws. New rule instituted last year. Fifth team foul in the quarter. Results in 2 foul shots for the opposition. Chappie connects. And the lead has swollen back out to 13, 47-34, Anna's biggest cushion of this night.
Chappie, he's had a nice game. That was 11 and 12 right there.
Free throw, front rim, backboard. It trickles right down through the twine. And it's a 14-point game, 48-34 in favor of Anna. A minute left to go in the fourth. Here's Maurer, top of the circle. Chappie comes out and hedges. Good defensive play. Ball given up in the right corner to Fort Loramie's Eli Heitkamp, who starts the slice toward the basket. He's held. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie with 58.7 left here in the fourth. Team foul 4 on Anna. Maxwell Maurer leaves the game. Chuck, he had 5, I believe, correct?
Yeah, 5. All here in the fourth quarter, all in that last half of the fourth quarter.
And Anna's leading scorer on this short season to date, winning. I don't think scored a point, did he?
Winning did not score.
Right.
Myers has 4 in the third quarter.
Collision after the inbounds pass before Loramie, and Anna picks up its 5th foul of the period. Redskins will shoot 2. At the line, Eli Heitkamp with 53.3 to go.
He's 1-for-4 from the line this evening.
Anna won the JV game on its way to winning the varsity tilt. The free throw by Heitkamp rolls around and drops through. 48-35, Anna. Second shot, a dip of the knees, good. 48-36, Anna ahead by 12. 49 seconds to go. Ball flipped up the floor by Anna to Myers. Myers at the timeline gets instructions from head coach Nate Barhorst. Starts to drive, pulls it back out, hand off to Platfoot. Now Chappie 30 feet away. Chappie to Platfoot with 30 to go in this game. And on top by a dozen, 48-36. Hustling down the right side is Myers. And then he swings it back out on top to Platfoot near the big FL logo at midcourt. Final 18 seconds. Fort Loramie's not going to foul. Anna dribbling. Edelman down the left side to Myers with 10 to go. He skips it cross court to Chappie. Now to Edelman. And that's going to do it. Final few seconds tick away as Fort Loramie drops a home tilt in the Shelby County Athletic League to Anna here tonight by a final score of 48-36. Fort Loramie led after one and then hit a drought of 7 minutes, darn near seven, without scoring, spanning the first and second quarters. Anna pulled away little by little in the second half, mounted a lead of 14 at one point, and the final difference is 12. Anna 48, Fort Loramie 36. The defenses tonight were superior. But grand defensive efforts by both clubs, Fort Loramie and Anna. Chuck will highlight that when he runs down the scoring in just a few minutes. Don't forget, tomorrow on the air at about 12:40, Versailles girls here at Fort Loramie. And then on Monday night, we feature the Rushi girls in action. Airtime is somewhere around 5:20 or so. 6 o'clock tip on Monday night. Kettering Alter comes to Rushi to take on the Raiders girls. Anna 48, Fort Loramie 36. We'll return to wrap it up in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
And welcome back here to Fort Loramie High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Anna defeats Fort Loramie in boys SCAL action by a final tally of 48-36. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie sponsors, the trio with us each and every Fort Loramie game here on scoresbroadcast.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and so many thanks to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A lot of gratitude to those folks and to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner with us since 2006. As we begin our 20th calendar year next month, LaCal made it possible. It was an originating sponsor. We would not be on the air here today without that beginning support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. 12-point win. Anna, how the Rockets get it done, Chuck?
Well, they out-rebounded them 28-17, 8-4 on the offensive boards. Really, they only turned the ball four times in the game, which is impressive with the pressure. Anna turned it five times, only once in the second half. Individual scoring for the Rockets, they were led by Alex Shappy with 12, and then they got 10 from Edelman. They got 10 from Platfoot, and they got 9 from Feroz. I'm going to go with Edelman and Shappy as my players of the game for the Rockets. On the other side, Fort Laramie led by Landon Dries with 12. He had an 8-point first quarter. The kid had a nice game. Then they drop all the way down to 6 points for Spencer Knopf, 5 each from Heitkamp and Maurer, and 4 each from Barhorst and Gassant. And I'm going to go with Landon Dries as my player of the game for the Redskins.
Hey, I apologize, Chuck. Public address here at Fort Laramie may have been an error. I am seeing that Notre Dame leads Indiana 7-0. So disregard whatever we are reporting regarding that Indiana-Notre Dame score.
Just turn it on.
I have been fed 2 or 3 different scores. What a 99-yard run from scrimmage by Notre Dame. Only score in the game so far, 7-0 Notre Dame, with its vaunted running attack leading Indiana. This segment of our presentation brought to you by
Clancy's,
the fine restaurant in Sydney, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Laramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And by virtue of the win tonight, the Anna boys are 2-1 on the year, 2-1 in Shelby County Athletic League play. 48-36 Anna over Fort Loramie tonight. Anna is in action next tomorrow night at home against New Bremen, a team that has beaten Fort Loramie by 9. Fort Loramie now 3-4 on this young season. The Redskins had two nice wins in the Shelby County Athletic League over Houston and Fairlawn. Fort Loramie now 2-2 in league action and 3-4 on the year. And the next game for Fort Loramie is coming up. When is the next contest for the Redskins? St. Henry. No, Fairlawn on Friday, December the 22nd. Fort Loramie plays Fairlawn on Friday, December 22nd. Shucks, I'm looking at last year's 2022-23 schedule.
They just beat Fairlawn. They got to play them again.
Woe is me. Fort Loramie's next game at Jackson Center. Next league game is at Jackson Center on Friday, December 27th. Fort Loramie returns to the hardwood tomorrow against Versailles right here at the Fort Loramie Gym.
Yep.
Now we've painted the accurate picture of upcoming schedules for both teams. So many thanks to our online listenership here tonight on Scores Broadcast. We're with you tomorrow, 12:40 airtime, Fort Loramie Versailles Girls, and then the Rushi Altar Girls at 5:20 on Monday night, December 23rd. Thanks again to you folks joining us online. Gratitude to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie. Final score, Anna 48, Fort Loramie boys 36.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. 4 locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping scouring the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.